Welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast by Annette Welsford, founder of Common Sense Marketing and Tradie Marketing Secrets. Annette's on a mission to help honest, hardworking tradies like you to become marketing geniuses, so you end up spending less time on the tools and more time growing a great business.
G'day and welcome. Today we're going to talk about five key things that you could be or should be focusing on to build your trade business. I mean, after you've worked for someone else for a while, the temptation to start your own business is great, isn't it? You can spend less time on the tools, you can have a team of people doing all the work while you rake in the money, you can take more time off to go fishing or play golf or whatever floats your boat. Of course, the reality is that most people find that they've switched a regular paying job for a situation where they work longer hours than ever before for not much more money and a lot more stress. How's that? They're confronted with tasks and issues they've never had to worry about before. Endless paperwork, preparing quotes, following people up, hiring, managing, and even firing staff or subbies, purchasing equipment and supplies, health and safety procedures and paperwork, cash flow, bookkeeping. And then there's the marketing, the logo, the business cards, the website, the advertising. Where and how do you market your trade business effectively? How do you compete when there's loads of other companies out there offering the same thing that you do? How do you know what the best type of marketing is? They didn't cover any of this stuff at trade school, did they? You have to learn it as you go along. So you have to become a damn expert at everything. And quite frankly, who's got the time or the energy? At the end of the day, you're dog tired and all you want to do is curl up on the couch with a cold beer and a hot dinner, not face hours of paperwork or research. My name is Annette Welsford and I've helped many small business owners. This podcast is designed to help you cut through all the crap and find out what to do and what not to do, particularly when it comes to marketing. I've spoken to so many tradies who have been ripped off by unscrupulous advertising and marketing people, and it just makes me sick. Quite often they don't even know that they've been ripped off until I ask a few questions that they can't answer. Yet they've paid good money to get a new website built or for SEO services or for Google AdWords advertising. You know, one electrical contractor client paid out thousands of dollars for his website and SEO services. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. I asked him to show me his Google Analytics account so that we could review, you know, the traffic to his website, his keywords and which pages of his website people were visiting and stuff like that. There were no results. The company hadn't even added Google Analytics to his website, but they'd certainly charged him for it. Oh, I was so angry for him, you know. Another plumber did at least have Google Analytics on his site, but his marketing company had never shown him through the Google Analytics account, so he didn't know what to look for. He was blindly paying a lot of money every month for Google ads, but he had no idea whether they were working or not. I was able to show him that he had plenty of traffic, but the website needed a lot of work as people were only staying a few seconds, and he just wasn't getting enough, you know, the calls. So this is, you know, unfortunately what happens all the time. Others have paid out thousands to so-called business coaches, another pet hate, who do nothing more than tell them things, you know, like get organised, improve your cash flow, get help. One client, a tradie in Melbourne, paid well over $1,000 a month to a business consultant who did just this. One call a month to be told the steps to take. Just basic textbook 101 business advice. No help on how to do it. No offer to help with some of the tasks. No action plans. Nothing. Oh, that made me very, very angry to hear that. So in coming weeks, we're going to explore marketing for tradies in a lot more detail, and we're going to look at all types of marketing and advertising and business systems and many different types of trade businesses. We're going to look at all the elements it takes to become a successful trade business owner. So before we even go there, let's get a few of the basics right first. And this is what we're going to focus on today. And then we're going to go into a lot more detail about them in this series of podcasts. If you want to grow your business, you need to be focusing your attention on several things all at the same time. You can't leave any of these out. I know that sounds a bit like five things at once. You could be joking, but they all do fit together. So the first thing is mindset. So if you're currently taking home, you know, 100 to 200 grand a year as a one-man band and then making 2, 3, 4, or 5 times this amount will involve changing your mindset from the doer to the business owner. If you look in the mirror and you think, oh, I'm just a poor plumber, or I'm no good with words or paperwork, or I don't know the right people, or oh, I hate selling, you need to work on your mindset because your lack of self-confidence will emanate from you. These hang-ups will become your blockages that will hold you back. They'll become your excuses for not achieving what you want to do. But if you look in the mirror and you see a competent, clever, valuable, worthwhile, confident person looking back at you, who isn't cocky and self-opinionated, that's great. It means you value your abilities and you believe that you can achieve whatever you want to do. Cocky people come out a cropper in business because they don't listen to advice and people don't like them. So your mindset is very important. The first element of mindset is believing in yourself. The second element is how you look at the world. Do you see opportunities everywhere or do you see competitors everywhere? Mindset is such a big subject that it's worth a whole episode on its own, and we'll be doing that in the future. So from mindset, let's move into time management. Seriously, if you want to grow a successful business, you need to manage your time well. There's so many books and training courses on time management, and look, I have read a lot of them and I've been on a couple of courses. They each have good suggestions and bad suggestions, things that just don't work practically. One book that I can recommend is a book called it's by Chet Holmes and it's called The Ultimate Sales Machine. And seriously, in just the first chapter, he nailed it. He broke down how to manage your time effectively into 6 simple steps. And this really resonated with me. Step 1, touch it once. So that's a piece of paper, an email, you know, a task, something you've got to do. Just touch it once. Don't just sort of pick it up and put it down and think, I'll get back to that later. What a waste of time. Do something about it. And he goes into detail about what to do with it, you know, when touching it once. Make lists, because seriously, you are not going to remember everything that you need to do all day, every day. You just won't, because the busier you get, the more things you're going to need to do. So you make lists. And then you plan how much time you're going to allocate to each task on your list. So if, you know, you got your day planned around, you know, visiting certain customers, and then, you know, you've got some paperwork to do, and then you've got to go and buy some equipment, and you've got to go and see the accountant. Allocate some time to each one of those things so you know how you're going to be spending your day. And that, you know, then allows you to plan your day, which things you're going to do at what times. And that then allows you to prioritize. And his key tip here is do the most important, which is usually the hardest things first. Don't put them off. It's easy, real easy. And we all do it, is to go and do the easiest things first. And you find yourself spending too much time doing the easiest things because they are easy. Do the hard things first. Do the important things first. And the final tip is to simplify. Just ask yourself, you know, will it hurt me to throw this away? Do I really need this piece of paper? Do I really need this email? Do I really need whatever it is that is cluttering up your day or your space? So in a future podcast, we're going to look at time management in more detail. And we're going to look at how you can move away from being reactive to proactive. That's where you decide what you're going to do every minute of the day, not other people deciding that for you. It does take discipline and commitment, but it does really work. And if you want to grow your trade business, you will need to spend less time on the tools and more time being a proactive marketer and manager of the business. Okay, so we've covered two of the five key steps. Step number three is your customer management. Customers. Most of them are wonderful, but a few are a right royal pain in the you know what. But without them, you don't have a business. So interestingly enough, turning up and doing a good job for a customer is just not enough to build a solid future business on. You do actually need to do a lot more than this if you really want to fast track your growth. Why? Because customers expect you to do a good job. That's mandatory. What they really want is great service, and that is where most trade businesses fall down. They do the job, that's it. They don't know what their customers really want. They don't contact them regularly. They don't tailor their marketing activities to appeal to the client's needs. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, and I've had a lot to do with helping trade businesses over the years, most trade businesses are clones. They have the same ads in the local paper. Their websites, if they've got one, say the same thing. Their online ads say the same thing. They actually make it very hard for people to choose one over the other. They all look and sound the same. Prospects rarely get followed up more than once. Most tradies leave a quote and hope to get called. Some will ring, but only once. If they do get the job, then there's very rarely any follow-up after the work has been done. And this is where 90% of trade business owners are leaving money on the table. The end of the job should be the beginning of the relationship, not the end of it. Now this, in case you can't tell, is my area of passion and expertise, and this is what I'm going to be focusing a lot on in future podcasts. So the fourth area that you need to focus on to build a successful business is your staff. Now, you might not have any staff yet, or you may have one or two full-time staff or subcontractors, you know, maybe an apprentice. But it doesn't really matter. If they're doing work for you, then your customers think they are your staff. And how you pay them, whether it's a salaried worker or a subcontractor, is irrelevant. You must always think of them as staff. So how you treat your staff will have a direct bearing on how they will treat your customers. And because it's not their business, but it's yours, you need to make sure they're happy, or it will have a big impact on your reputation, your future business, and your profits. What I hear you say, now my staff's happiness is my problem and I'll go out of business if they come to work unhappy. Well, as far that's kind of not what I mean, but it does sound a bit far-fetched, but it could be true. If you have a disgruntled employee, he's not going to show you loyalty. He's going to resent you making more money than him, not being on the tools, driving a flash car, going on holidays, or whatever. You know, this is the sort of things that can fester. And he will not feel like defending your company when the client complains, but rather could badmouth you. And unfortunately, this happens a lot. Now, it might not be your fault that he is disgruntled, but chances are it is. A major worldwide study conducted by the famous Gallup poll revealed that in Australia, only 24% of workers are engaged. Engaged means actively, positively, very engaged with their job and the business and the people that they work with. They love it and they work hard and they're really good at it. A whopping 60% of workers are not engaged. That means, you know, they're apathetic. They come to work, they do the job, they go home, but, you know, they're there to earn money, that's it. And 18% of them are actively disengaged. So actively disengaged workers are more likely to steal from their companies, like to negatively influence their co-workers, you know, whinge and moan and, you know, troublemakers. They miss work days and they drive customers away. You know, this is another really big topic, and you know, we'll explore this in more detail in a future episode. But in the meantime, one little step you could be doing right now is to make sure that you're listening to your people's suggestions and their gripes. Communicate often and show them how much you appreciate them. It will pay off big time in the long term. It really will. And the final thing that we're going to talk about today is your system. So this is the fifth thing in the five key areas that are very, very important to growing a successful business. Because systems are the linchpin. They can scale with you and make it easy for you to grow bigger. So what do I mean by systems? Well, it kind of relates to everything you do. In the context of marketing, we're talking about things like a system for answering the phone and passing on messages. As silly as that sounds, it's one of the biggest areas of complaint from people is the way people answer the phones, or they can't get hold of people. And look, you might be down a trench and you can't answer the phone. We understand that, but you should have an alternative way of your phone being answered. Otherwise, you're missing out on all those opportunities. You need a system for preparing and following up quotes. And I'm going to go into that in great detail in a future episode. You need a system for refreshing your website so that Google regularly indexes it and you move up the search engine results so that you're on page one of results for relevant keyword searches. Nobody goes to page two. So staying on page one does take a bit of effort and it can be systemized. You need a system for measuring your marketing results to see which activities are bringing you the most leads and the best leads. No point throwing away money on stuff that's not working. You need to know what's working and what's not. You need a system for contacting all your clients on a regular basis. Oh boy, I can't tell you how important that is. Maybe you need a system for unpacking and packing the work van so that everything's always easy to find and damage or loss is kept to a minimum. You need a system for scheduling work and not running late for appointments. I know traffic and clients and all sorts of things get in the way, but you know, everybody has to deal with that. There are ways that you can reduce the impact of that. You need a system for getting your clients to refer you instead of just hoping that they do, and I can certainly help you with that one. The biggest benefits of having systems in place, of course, is quality control and continuity. Things are done properly every single time. Nothing is left to chance. No matter who you hire to join your team, you train them in your systems, you show them how things are done, and you know, nothing is left to chance. It gets done properly. Okay, so here are the key takeaways, just to sort of recap very quickly on what we've just talked about. So the five key things that you need to focus on to build your trade business are, number one, take a look at your mindset. Do you see opportunities everywhere, or do you just see competitors? Do you believe in yourself, or do you think you're not good enough? As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Number two, start managing your time well so that the day doesn't slip by and you still haven't achieved three of the five things you had to get done today. I mean, let's face it, we all have exactly the same amount of time, but some people achieve more in that time because they manage it better and they've learned how to do this. It's not an innate talent that you're born with. Number three, don't be a clone. Make it easy for people to choose your business over your competitors. And don't just do the job properly, be outstanding before, during and after you've done the job. Your goal is to knock their socks off with your delightful service, because that's what they remember. And that's when you start to really reap the benefits. of repeat business and referral business. Number four, keep your staff happy. Listen to them. Keep them informed. Put effort into training them and to developing systems. You just do not want disengaged, disgruntled staff because they will seriously affect your business. So, you know, treat them like family. Keep them involved and happy and engaged. And number five, develop your systems. Think about everything you do and systemize it so that you and your team do things properly and nothing falls through the cracks. You will, you know, be delivering a high quality and reliable service every time, and it will pay off big time. So in summary, I'm sure you understand all these principles. After all, they're just the common sense. And that's the name of my main business, Common Sense Marketing. In coming episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you new things and things that you need to hear and discuss and review on a regular basis. Some of it you'll know, some of it you won't. What will make the big difference in your business is if you act with pig-headed discipline and determination. We're all good at getting great ideas from workshops, books, podcasts, mentors, coaches, articles, and other business owners. The problem is that most people don't adapt the best ideas and implement them. Nothing happens. Actions, not ideas, is the key to real success. So if you'd like some more useful marketing ideas and instant notification when a new podcast episode is ready, simply enter your email address above. And don't worry, we won't be bombarding you with useless, irritating messages. We'll only contact you when we have something worthwhile to say that we think you might find interesting. You can also subscribe by clicking on the iTunes or Stitcher links above. Stitcher's for Android users. So I'm Annette Welsford, and I'm dedicated to helping you make your trade business an overwhelming success. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Well done for listening to this podcast. You've taken another step towards becoming a marketing genius. Visit tradiesuccess.com.au to grab the transcript of this podcast and other useful marketing goodies, and take some sort of marketing action today.